Well, there we go. That is the new single from Eagle Eye Cherry. I Like It is what it's called. We love it because as soon as it got some plays on this show, it then went straight to the Cambridge 105 Radio A-list. Really happy about that. And I'm not just saying that because the man on the other end of this Zoom call is Eagle Eye Cherry. Hi, Eagle. Do I call you Eagle or Eagle Eye? Does it have to be hyphenated?
It's Eagle Eye, but in the UK, they often end up calling me Eagle for some reason.
It's just a cool name either way. I'm sorry. And have you...
As long as you're playing my tune, I'm your best friend.
I mean, you've been around for, on the chart scene, 25 years. Do you sort of look back and go, where did those 25 years go?
Most definitely. It feels like it's been a long time, and yet it feels like it's been a few minutes, you know. I mean, when everything started there in the late 90s with Save Tonight, just all went crazy, but yet it feels like so recent in many ways, you know? Time is relative, as they say.
Indeed. I mean, looking back and reading up on you, you really started heading towards the stage and stuff like that. You were at the New York School, the School of Performing Arts, same class as Jennifer Aniston. So
I was. You know what happened the other day? I was, because we haven't had contact since like the mid-90s, and I was going through my Instagram, which I'm kind of starting to figure out now, and suddenly I found a message from Jennifer Aniston. And I'm like, and it was May. And I was like, oh, she just wrote me. And then I realized it was a year ago.
Oh, no.
So I answered her like, whoops.
Yes.
Sorry. So we've made contact.
Fantastic. But what drove you? Was it always a love of music, or do you like the fact that you, because you've done a lot of TV and film stuff, and you seem to write with a lot of TV and film people as well. Do you kind of like mixing it up like that?
Trying to be a Renaissance man.
Yes.
I mean, I think I got really into acting when I was younger, and I was in New York and started taking acting classes, and then I tried out for the drama department at that school, performing arts. And I got in, and I was still, you know, I was a drummer when I was young, and I had a band in high school, and I was still making music. So it was all kind of happening parallel. But I think in retrospect, I needed to do something else because my father was a jazz musician. My sister had that massive, you know, Buffalo Pants and everything, Nana Cherry. And I think I needed to do something else. And I did that, and then eventually I just couldn't stay away from the music, and that got me.
Now, do you count yourself as a Swedish person who spends a lot of time in New York? I know you're back in Sweden at the moment. Or are you sort of like an American who just happens to be based in Sweden? How do you? Because that's quite a divide, isn't it?
Polar opposites, two totally different worlds. When I'm in America, I feel Swedish. When I'm in Sweden, I feel American.
Oh, that's cool both ways around, isn't it?
But I've been here now for a while, and I think especially when I'm working a lot and touring, this is the perfect place to live. It's fantastic to come back here, wind down. And then when I was living in New York is so intense, and when you come off the road, it was hard to kind of find peace. So that works great. But after this year and a half of lockdown, being stuck in this place is total Groundhog Day. So I can't wait to get on the first flight out.
Really. I ask this question of everybody. So here we are. Most musicians go, well, if only I had the time to write all those songs. And then here comes lockdown. 15 months. How long do you need? Are you good like that? Have you knuckled down and written all those songs? Or have you...
Yeah, I've done some writing. I luckily finished touring with the last album right before the COVID kicked in. So I was supposed to get into writing and recording anyway, but that kind of moved along quite quickly. So I've actually like sat on this song, I Like It, for quite a while. And with the whole pandemic craziness in the world, we've waited and waited and waited. And finally I was like, we got to get this tune out there. And I've been writing, and then I kind of stopped because I was kind of done. And then I've kind of gone back in, and I've kind of been playing around a lot with production and kind of playing around a bit with that. So as you hear what I Like It, it's kind of a rockin'. We've caught a lot of the energy of what we've been doing live. But I think there could be something else coming later.
Oh.
There's just been some interesting tunes popping out.
Because your father was a jazz musician, wasn't he? So I'm guessing that is how you grew up, or did you grow up running away from him playing what he was doing and going listening to rock radio stations in your bedroom or something?
Both. I'm a jazz brat.
Right.
And I listen to a lot of jazz. But what was great about my dad and my mom, they were really into music, and my dad was like listening to everything. And he, when the punk kicked in, he loved it. And he even, you know, played with Ian during the Blockheads and did some work with Lou Reed. And So a lot of the music that I listened to, he turned me on to, you know. So I'm so thankful for that. And we have our family house in the southern part of Sweden, in the middle of the woods there, where we spent a lot of our childhood. And when we get together there now, my sister and I share the house, the record collection there is gold, vinyl, and it's just everything you can imagine.
Amazing, amazing. I've always felt that whenever you read reviews, people go, oh, you know, Eagle Eye Cherry, so he's drawing on the Cars and he draws on Fleetwood. To me, it isn't. You put something like Save Tonight on, that's Eagle Eye Cherry. So you kind of carved your own niche, and this new song, I like it. Just to me, it sounds fresh and it sounds modern, but it also picks straight up, like it could have been off the same album as Save Tonight.
What's giving a good follow-up.
Yeah, it would. Yeah. A few years on. But what's coming up on the rest of the album? Is it, you said about new stuff as well, but is there, you know, a new sound, but is this album going to be along these lines?
Yeah, I mean, the first stuff that I recorded and wrote, and I like it, was one of them. Was all about having been, because I hadn't been on the road for quite a while when I came out on the last album in 2018. And getting out there live and touring and playing with the band, and as soon as I got home, I just wanted to capture that energy. And that's what we did. And I think that what happened as well is that during this kind of break between touring and going into the studio, I started listening to a lot of the albums that I was listening to when I was a young teenager buying albums. And, you know, The Clash, The Cars that you mentioned, Blondie, all that stuff. So, I mean, not that this tune or these songs sound exactly like that, but I think the energy and the kind of
exactly
pop sensibility of it is in these songs.
Yeah, I'd want that on a mixtape, on a nice warm ride in the country on a sunny day. I'd want that and the others you mentioned, that would be on your mixtape in the car, wouldn't it?
But I think certain sounds, what amazes me with, I'm so thankful that I managed to write and record a song like Save Tonight, but I'm amazed that a song still lives and it kind of stands the test of time. And I think certain kind of stuff, when you record it and do it in the right way, it kind of has that sound that never dies. Mm.
No, I think you're absolutely right. And it's certainly one that gets played regularly on Cambridge 105 radio. So, you know, thank you for that all those years ago. So you're looking forward to getting out on the road. Have you got concrete plans set up, or you just wait to see how everything goes?
I've been climbing the walls here. So, we're going to wait until the beginning of next year. It's 2022, we're going to hit the road. Different countries, you know, the whole thing is, I've noticed that in the UK, they're starting to open up a bit and have some concerts. But there's a big backlog of bands, all the bands that had to cancel their gigs. Sure. I wasn't one of them. So I'm going to let everyone kind of do their thing, and then I'm going to jump out there. But I can't wait.
Fantastic. Well, hopefully the new album will be out around the same time as well. So we've got lots to go. Lots coming up from you. Listen, it's just been fantastic. It's lovely to meet I've played your music for so many years. Lovely to finally meet you. Good luck with it. You seem bright, enthused, ready to go. And it comes through in your music.
Good to talk to you, man.
Eagle Eye Cherry, thanks very much indeed for talking to us.